With over 1.6 billion active users, that's billion with a B, using Facebook right now, do you think that organic traffic is dead? Well, I have my friend Rachel Miller on the podcast today, who teaches thousands of entrepreneurs just like you how to get organic reach in the millions of views using this strategy that she's sharing with you today on the podcast. Welcome to the Think Marketing Podcast, the number one podcast for growing and scaling your business with online video. I'm Heather Torres.
And I'm Sean Cannell, and we're from Think Media. And if this is your first time listening, welcome.
This show is dedicated to helping you learn how to get your content noticed and the latest money-making strategies working right now online. So whether you want to grow your YouTube channel or you want to maximize video across all of social media, this podcast is for you. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today on the Think Marketing Podcast. I am so excited to dive into your expertise in all things Facebook. Before this podcast, you and I were just having a conversation about you getting over 60 million views or reach on Facebook. I am so excited to bring you as the expert to the Think Marketing Show. And first off, can you just tell everyone just a little bit about who you are and how you got to where you are today?
My first job ever, guys, was, well, like my first job out of college was actually convincing people not to cancel their cell phone service. So I made $8.50 an hour, and I was telling people not to cancel their cell phone service. And I actually loved that job until my husband had us move. I would have like stayed there for forever because it was so much fun talking on the phone all day and making people happy when they were mad. It was really like, it was a game. Like they're coming on angry and I'm changing their opinions. This is awesome. I'm having so much fun. I talk all day. This is awesome. Anyways, I'm glad that I can't work at a call center for the rest of my life. But I left that and I had a teaching degree and I moved to Texas and I started teaching for 3-4 years as an economics teacher, teaching 12th graders. And if you can teach 12th graders, you can teach anybody because 12th graders think they're done and they think they know more than you. And if you can convince them that it's important to learn this, whatever obscure economic fact that they need to learn to pass whatever test, then, you can teach anybody anything. And so I'm grateful for that opportunity. And then I got pregnant, which I wanted to get pregnant. That one was planned. But my second one that I got pregnant while I was on maternity leave, that one was not planned. So I had to quit teaching because in Texas, rural Texas, they don't pay enough for two kids in daycare at infant prices. That was a little disappointing. I was disappointed at the time. I was disappointed that I had to stop my teaching. But looking back, it was the biggest gift I'd ever had. So any of your listeners that are here or students right now, and they're at a spot where they feel like the worst things have happened to them and they're stuck and they're just looking for their next step up, you are in the best place because everything is up and you're here getting education. And Heather, Sean, they're here holding your hands, they're kicking you in the pants, they're pushing you up that ladder. You're going to get there just like I did. So I had no experience. I'm not special. I don't have any training. I don't have anything other than a love of people and some gumption because I had nothing. I had only up, right? There's nothing but up. So I started my first website. I grew it to 10 million page views a month. I started my second website, grew that to 2.5, I think is our highest point that we got, million page views a month. I started two more websites, grew them. And then I was like, I think I've got a system because I'm getting them to kind of take off kind of quick. And I asked people, do you want me to teach you this system? So first off, back up a second, I collected an audience of about 100 people and said, do you want me to show you this? So I had to collect those 100 people first. So I collected them, put them into a friend interest list first and then into a Facebook group, said, do you want me to teach you XYZ? And they all said, heck yes. And I had 47 of them purchase my product as beta in a 24-hour period. So we were off to the races. And it was interesting, though, because I thought I was going to teach them about profitable blogging. That's not actually what they wanted. They wanted, how'd you drive that traffic to that blog? By the way, Facebook. So I ended up teaching a Facebook course. And as I started teaching people, they're like, well, tell us more about this part of Facebook. And so next thing you know, my students are having this insane result on Facebook. And that's where I am today. And we keep it simple. Like when I started, I had, who wants this one product? That's all I had. one product and then one product on the back end as an upsell. And then as I grew, I added three entry points to my funnel. So.
Wow. To me, I can feel your heart in what you're doing. I can feel the purpose in what you're doing. And I think one of the things that I love so much when you and I connected, gosh, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, I'm trying to think of how long ago it was. We met at a conference, which I think is so powerful to be able to connect with other people at conferences. And one of the things that I just loved so much was how you were really all, like, stake in the ground on organic content, meaning like this isn't paid for content. And I think a lot of business owners come into the online space feeling like, well, one, I don't know what to post. I don't know what I should be posting. And two, I don't really have the budget to be making ads and running Facebook things. And, you know, one of the things that I really value about what you teach to your audience is the idea of organic content. And so let's go ahead and tee up. You have the question that comes in all the time. What content should I be posting? And I'm taking notes right now too, Think Marketing Podcast, because Rachel is the expert in this. She teaches people, and we're going to share a story here today on the podcast about one of your members in your community and just the crazy results that they're getting. But the number one question that everyone's asking right now, Rachel, is what content right now should I be posting on Facebook?
Yes, I totally love helping people create that content and put it out there. And I want you to know, you don't need to spend a ton of time to create it. I like to think of it like a stack of pancakes. If you create just one type of content, at least for Facebook, you're going to get one type of engagement. When you get one type of engagement, you're going to find that your content's going to have a hard time snowballing because Facebook looks at the way people interact and says they want all of the engagements. They want all of the likes, the hearts, the shares. They want all of the tags, all of the comments back and forth, all of the stopping and scrolling and watching the video and then clicking through and watch party to watch the next video and the next. They want all of it, right? They want people hooked on Facebook. So what do we do to get people hooked on our content so Facebook shows it to more and more people? We think like Facebook. What does Facebook want from the content? What does our reader want from the content? And then we give it to them. So I think of it like a stack of pancakes. And if you're watching it, I don't know if there's a video of this, but I'm like literally stacking my hands like a pancake here. But essentially, you're going to want to first post a photo, then post a video, then post a conversation starter. Now, as your page grows, you might realize, wait a second, my audience wants two photos, one video, one conversation starter. But when you're starting from scratch, I want you to rotate your different types of content because you're going to notice some patterns. You're going to notice patterns of people with a photo. When you upload the photo, they give it hearts. They give it thumbs ups. They give it those care signs, right? They might even leave a short comment. When you upload a video, you get to have those that time on page, which Facebook loves because it means they can refresh the ads over and over again. So Facebook will keep people watching your content if they're staying. So if you've got someone on that video for more than 6 seconds, more than 10 seconds, more than 30 seconds, your goal, because Facebook's like, whoa, we can keep refreshing ads, so we're going to put this video back out on the feed. And live video brings in comments. Comments too is a good thing. So comments tells Facebook, this person loves your post, so we're going to show them more of your post next time you create content. So photo, video, and then the third one I like to put out there is conversation starters. And conversation starters are good because it helps your audience trust you because they've had a back and forth dialogue. Because anytime you listen to people, they automatically start having this like connection to you. And you get to foster or build that connection with questions that you ask your audience. So conversation starters, and then from conversation starters, it gives Facebook those long paragraphs where someone says, this is everything I thought about this and da 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 da, and this is why, and then they tag someone. So that back and forth dialogue, Facebook eats up. Now I told you to do photo, video, conversation starter. And a lot of times we'll look at the conversation starters and say, they're not working for my page. Their reach is less than the video. So I should do more videos, less conversation starters. And I want you guys to know to be careful falling into that trap, because that trap basically says I'm only looking for my short-term gains, not my long-term relationship with my audience. when you do conversation starters regularly in your feed, what you're going to notice is that those same people come back again and again to all of your pieces of content. And they're going to have other people seeing that conversation that they're having with someone else on your feed. And them having that conversation means their friends are going to now trust you more. So when their friends see your ad in their feed later, they're already subconsciously going to remember that they trust you because they saw you having a conversation before. They won't even be able to articulate that memory, but they're automatically going to trust you more. And you know this is true because you see this. You see where so-and-so likes this page. Would you like to like it too? Like, it tells you which one of your friends like it. So Facebook knows that that relationship between people is important, and it's a social proof factor. When you have those conversations, you get that social proof, that's going to help you grow and explode. So that's content stacking, and you don't
need
to spend money to make it happen. You can do it like literally for free.
Okay, so three different types of posts. You're hearing this, Think Marketing, three different type of posts, and you want to be doing those when? When should people be posting, Rachel? Is it every day? Is it three times a week? Is it five times a day? Yeah. When you're a business owner, you know this because you're running multiple different businesses and involved in organizations. When should you post? That's a big question we get all the time.
I love that question. And the reality is it's going to depend. A lot of people say, how many times should I post? When should I post? The reality is some of your pages, a lot of the people here probably should only be posting once, maybe twice a day, because your pages are small. So you should be posting Monday a photo, Tuesday a video, Thursday, whatever, da, 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 da. So, but if you are a bigger page, so I actually have pages that reach millions of people every, you know, whatever. So I want those pages, like my one page I had, Quirky Mama, I sold it, but I sold it when I had 2.2 million. They're not going to be posting one time a day. They're going to be posting once an hour because they had 2.2 million engaged people on it. They needed to post every hour to make sure they're actually serving their audience. They got the same amount of reach if they posted every hour as they would if they posted once a day. So you might as well post. Each individual post got the same reach. So that meant they got 24 times the reach of a single post because Facebook is still going to drive that out to a certain percentage of their audience each time. And so that meant they had more chances of having that snowball effect. And that's what I want for all of your people. So it depends on the size of your page. Mm-hmm. I would suggest looking at your insights. If you're reaching, say, 20% of your audience with every single post that you put out, you need to be posting more often. If you're reaching under 10% of your audience and you're posting more than two times a day, I'm going to want you to cut back because you're posting too many times that you're not able to love and effectively serve your audience. So it could be that you're posting four and now you need to cut back and see if three does better. And maybe you'll have to cut back to two and maybe you'll have to cut back even to one. But if you're reaching over 20%, your audience still has some space for growth, for you to put more out there. And that's as an average per post. So each single one of your posts reaching 20% of your audience, which for some of my students is the majority of their post reaching 20%.
Wow, reaching 20% of your audience organic. I mean, Think Marketing, I'm geeking out right now because these type of numbers to me are unbelievable when you think about what's happened with Facebook over the years and how people really have said that, you know, Facebook really isn't an organic play anymore for businesses. And you're debunking that right now, Rachel, saying that you have people in your community and it's not, you know, it's not unicorns in your community. That's what we like to call the people who are just like major rock stars who just kind of came in, tweaked one thing, and all of a sudden they're your success students. No, you have people that you're helping from the very beginning, right? That are starting from scratch, really trying to reach an audience. And you were telling me a story about one of your members. I would love for you to share that with our audience here because I think it gives hope to the idea. And I'm even thinking, you know, what can we be doing here at Think Marketing to be more dynamic, to be reaching more people on the platform? When you hear these numbers, it is like making me think, what am I not doing right? So I'd love for you to share that story.
You guys are doing a lot of things, right? You guys have taught us with YouTube, but like, I don't know YouTube strategies. And well, I do now because I took your class, which was awesome. But each platform is kind of its own beast a little bit. Sam is a great example. She is a paint supplier. Like of all the business, like it's a, for my, I, in my mind, that's an unusual business. Like, hi, I sell paint. Like, not, I sell, like, would you like eggshell baby blue, or would you like mint leaf tea, or what? I don't know the names of paint. I'm not a paint person. Everything in my house is white. anyways, she sells paint. And so she created content that people who are paint crafters and crafters with paint would go bonkers for. And she talked about things that paint people who are paint aficionados love. And next thing you know, she now has a membership where every single month she sends them a painting project that was birthed out of this post that went viral. And so she got a single post, guys, to 922,000 people. So that's just shy of a million. It was 88,000 shy of a million people. Like, so she reached more people than Fort Worth, Texas times two, I think, or whatever. Like, anyways, a lot of people. I don't remember the exact number of my town now that I'm thinking about it. But anyways, a lot of people. We're living in the state of Kansas. She met a lot of people with this post. And if she can do it, anyone can do it. And she can do it with paint. So it's not like it's cats or something that's easy to go viral. Mind you, paint is easy to go viral when you find the right paint aficionados who love paint. But she did it with something that is not broad, that everybody loves. And she did it by having a page of just 8,000 people. 8,000 people who love paint and love this topic and all share that post. Now it reaches a million people. And it's crazy to see what's possible for her. And she launched her membership from it, a paint subscription box.
That's just amazing. It just shows the power of knowing who your audience is, right? We talk about that mm-hmm. all the time, having clarity on your audience, knowing what the purpose is. You know, she really is out there to like help people. Like, she's not in it for necessarily, I mean, she probably is, I would assume, wanting to provide an income for her family, but she's not money hungry. So it's the purpose behind what she's doing. And then it's putting the right positioning in place for what she's doing on the platform. I think that's just amazing, Rachel, that, you know, these type of things. If there's a business owner,
I need to credit her just so that way people are like, well, who's the Sam? Her name is Sam Hayes and her page is Raggedy Something. And for some reason it's leaving my tongue, like the top of my head, but you could look her up on Facebook as Sam Hayes with Raggedy Page. And hopefully it will come up.
Yeah. And we'll make sure to post it in the show notes of the podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, it'll be down in the description box below. So we'll make sure that she's credited. So you can go over, if you're a paint person too, you can head over and see that. But there's so many business owners right now that are having to pivot. You know, they were offline businesses, or they're seeing the opportunity of what's happening in the online space. If you had like a tip that you would love to give to brand new Facebook business owners, what would be your like biggest tip that you want to make sure that they know about?
Well, this is Sam. She had to pivot because she had a paint store. And with her current life and all the stuff that's been happening in the last couple months, paint stores aren't things that people go to as much. So what she had to do was pivot out of that business. So she pivoted into serving her audience. Hey guys, what do you want? First, she had to have an audience. So this doesn't work if you don't have anybody there. You don't need a big audience, but you do need some people there that you can talk to and say, how can I best serve you? How can I best help you continue to paint, even though you're not going to go to a paint store? How can I best help you? How can I best serve you? You need people there. And then you need to talk to those people and create content that isn't about you. This is what's really hard because we love to get on and we love to talk about ourselves. We love to say, this is what we're going to fix for you. And this is the benefits of my product. And people don't really care about the benefits of a product. They care about who they are and what this product makes them look like, right? Especially on Facebook. YouTube, people are coming, they're typing in a question, right? So they're looking for a solution. On Facebook, people are looking for an escape or like a pat on the back or a connection, right? They're not looking for a solution to a problem. So if you come at it as, I'm gonna solve your problems, you're gonna come across like their bossy older sister, or it's not the one that's gonna make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, right? So come across it as your sister who's your best buddy, who's gonna tell you, I'm right with you, I struggle with that too. Oh, really, me too, I found da-da-da. Oh, well, I also tried this. So now it's a conversation instead of me preaching at you. Does that make sense? So too often ads preach. First, she had to have an audience. Second, she had to have a conversation with her audience instead of preachy content. And then third, she had to just love and serve them. And loving and serving means selling to them. So she, one, had the audience, two, made the content that had a conversation. Three, she had to step up and say, just because I don't have a paint store that I can have you come in and buy paint from, or as much, I mean, people could still come to paint store, but you know how it is right now. It's not, traffic is limited. What else, how else can I serve you? Because your desire to paint hasn't gone away. Your desire to have pretty walls while you're stuck in your house all the time, that has increased, not decreased. So how can I love you and serve you and sell to you? Don't give yourself an excuse that I can't do this because of COVID or whatever. This is your chance to step up, show up and do it. So I went on.
Wow. No, thank you so much for that, because I think that is, those three elements are so critical when you come to any platform. And you're so right. When I think about, you know, what is Facebook and what's the purpose of Facebook and why was it even created? It was to connect. Mm-hmm. So Think Marketing Podcast, take that away. Like, what should you be writing down? What action should you take right now? It's the three pieces of content that Rachel suggested, and it's loving on your people and connecting with them. I love how you just said, I just want to recap this and make sure that people are really hearing this. You said that it was about her having a conversation with her audience and not being preachy, but actually coming at it from the factor of, I've been there too. Man, I know what it's like to paint the top. I just had this happen. I'm painting and I put my paint tape up and I let it dry and I peeled it off and it peeled off an ugly edge on the top. And I'm like, man, if I was in a paint group right now, people would be able to relate to me. So I want you to take the advice that Rachel's giving right now and apply it to your business. How could you be there to serve people on these platforms? Remember, we're not on social media to get. We're on social media to give. And so I really
love that.
Isn't that good?
I'm writing that one down. We are not on social media to get. We're on social media to give. Oh my God, I love that.
Hey, I wanted to take a pause before we get into the rest of the interview and let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Grow With Video Live 2020. That is our virtual experience that's coming right to your living room this September. Have you got your tickets yet? Did you buy your ticket to this one-of-a-kind event that's happening in just a few short weeks? We are having speakers just like Rachel Miller, myself, Sean Cannell, and a complete lineup of social media rock stars that are going to help you grow with video this year. If you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a leader, or working in a nonprofit, video is the vehicle to get your message out. And we have created this unique experience just for you. So make sure you get your tickets for as low as $97 to this year's event at growwithvideolive.com. All right, let's get into the rest of the episode. What was the catalyst for you from going from a solopreneur doing this as a mom with kids and like running blogs that are making money? And you're like, wow, this is more than my teaching profession, all of that, into what was the unlock? What was the catalyst that you were like, oh, you know what? We can actually make millions of dollars and hire people and give massively to charities around the world. Like, what was that for you? Was it a book? Was it a talk? What, or was it just a lifestyle that you currently had?
I don't think I've ever been asked that before. So I love that question. Oh my word. You asked like the best questions. I think like I had contractors early on, because once I learned how to do something, then I would find people that would do it, help me with it and do stuff with it. But I hadn't really saw myself as a business owner. When you're a solopreneur and you have a couple contractors, you're still a solopreneur. You're still running the ship yourself, which you need to. You can't skip that stage and jump ahead to having employees. If you skip that solopreneur stage, you will fail. You can't stay there forever because you'll burn yourself out and your business isn't scalable. So anyway, so I moved from solopreneur with contractors into now a business. I think actually when you said charities, I think that was the catalyst for me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't know if you've ever noticed, if any of your people have noticed, you get happy in a certain stage of life. Mm-hmm. So there's a point where, and there's nothing wrong with this. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this, but you have all your needs met. You have everything you could want. There's no like severe, big, giant why in your life. For me, I don't need to work. I had my mortgage. I paid off our cars. My business at that time was able to pay for my mortgages. My mortgage, I didn't have, and my husband was still working. So we had savings for like I didn't have a big why. We weren't travelers. We didn't want more things. Like, so I had no big why for me to earn more. And what I did, and this was like a spur of the moment thing, I went on a Facebook Live at an event. I had been at, it was, I don't remember what event it was, but I saw Stu McLaren's schools. And I don't know if any of your audience knows me, but I've adopted from Ethiopia. And we adopted, and it was a tough situation. I met both my children's birth parents, and I wanted to fix what had happened. In the sense, my children shouldn't have been adopted because their community should have supported those moms so that this was never an option for them. Because they both, different circumstances, they wanted their kids, but they couldn't, and the community wasn't letting them. It was just, so they felt pressure. Like, it just wasn't, it hurt. Does that make sense? I don't know how to explain it, but it
does.
So I wanted to stop birth moms from being put in that circumstance again. And so I saw the chance, and I didn't want to give money to an orphanage because that keeps kids in an orphanage. It supports that. I didn't want to give money to the moms because next thing you know, they're going to be making babies so that they get money. So I was like, all of these, like, well, what if this? What is a way that you can completely change a community from the ground up where that's, they see the world there, where that's not, they wouldn't do this to their women. And so I saw Stu McLaren build a school, and I was like, I'm going to build a school, the whole school. So he's like, well, why don't you build a classroom? I'm like, no, I'm not going to build a classroom. That's for other people. I don't have any money. I mean, I have money, but I didn't have money for a $135,000 school. But I committed publicly to building an entire school. So suddenly I had a big why. And suddenly I had to make money because I had to do something. And I had a big calling that suddenly, and a big bill, and it wasn't about me. And so I still felt comfortable growing my business because it wasn't about me. And there's like this money issue you have as you're escaping out of that solopreneur. You're kind of like, oh, I shouldn't make that much money. I'm feeling guilty about making that much money. And for me, kind of pushing that onto the school, I didn't even realize that that's what I was doing, allowed me to have the freedom to scale. And I suddenly had a duty to hire employees because there was no way I was going to have $130,000 in profit in under 10 months time in profit that I could give to the school if I didn't have this whole structure behind me. And God, we did it. And I mean, I still want to like, I was supposed to be actually, I'm going to start crying. I was supposed to be in Ethiopia right now, not Ethiopia, Kenya right now to see the school. Mm. Right now, like I was supposed to be in the country right now,
wow.
But
wow, that is,
I didn't mean to go like on and on.
No
whole story.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for sharing that. I think that right there is why when we say we want to reach 10,000 people, it's so that type of impact can happen, you know? And it's when you really grasp that why. I love how you said, you know, there is a point where your needs are kind of met, and it's like, what's the next thing? What's, you know, because again, I know a lot of people in our community and in your community, you know, it's not about the rolling in the bins and flying in the private jet. I'm like, I love my kids, but I kind of want a vacation alone. You know, like it's not, and we're not though, and nothing against that. But when you can tie what you're doing in business to a greater good in the world, that's like what you just said, lean in, because hear this, Rachel said it felt like a duty to scale her business so that she could impact other people. And I just want to honor you so much for being an entrepreneur that goes beyond yourself and really sees that this is a way that we can connect and we can give and we can serve to others around the world. So thank you so much for sharing that beautiful story.
Yeah, I'm super, super grateful. I think building the school almost built me more than even the school, but I do appreciate the fact that there are moms now that won't have to make desperate choices.
Rachel, thank you so much for being on today. Where can people connect with you? Where do you love to hang out? Obviously Facebook, but where can they go deeper if they're interested in the products and services you offer?
Well, we actually have a $4 product right now. So it's like a cup of coffee and it writes your content for you. So you can get photo ideas, video ideas, and all the conversation starters you could ever need at a copy and paste. So you just copy them, fill in the blanks, and then paste them on your social media in seconds. And it's cheaper than a cup of coffee. Well, if you get a venti, it's cheaper than a venti. I get the cheapo cups, but whatever.
I love that. Where can they go if they're listening and they're driving right now? Where would they go for that?
postdeck.io.
Well, I hope that interview with Rachel brought value to you and allowed you to see that organic traffic is not dead on the Facebook platform. Like I said, with over 1.6 billion active users, B, your audience is there. It's just about the content you're putting on the platform. So to break through, make sure you're asking these two questions. Am I putting content that serves my audience, or does it serve me? Is this engaging content? Do people want to share it? Do people want to comment on it? Do people want to be social on this social media platform? And think about those things every time you go to post on Facebook. Now, I'm excited because Rachel will be diving more into this topic on Facebook organic reach at Grow With Video Live this year. Yep, it's happening in just a few short weeks, and I cannot wait to bring this virtual experience right to you. You know, it was important to us that through everything we're going with that's happening right now, that Grow With Video Live was still a staple of our year. Why? Because it's more critical now than ever to be learning and growing and thinking of ways that we can rethink our businesses. It's critical that we learn how to use these video platforms to be able to reach the people we need to with the message that matters most. And at Grow With Video Live, we take it to heart to make sure that we're not only giving you the strategies, we're helping you with the mindset, but we're bringing together community. We have worked extra hard this year to make sure that while we may be distanced from each other physically, that we are together when we're at this conference. So people from around the world will be joining us, people just like you, and you can connect with them at this conference. So make sure to get your ticket today at growwithvideolive.com. We have tickets as low as $97 for you to experience this three-day, fully packed conference of not only, again, the strategies to move yourself forward, the mindset to get you right, in the right mind to move your business forward, but also so that you can connect with other people just like you. Because I know from doing this for over a decade that it can feel lonely, it can feel isolating, and we want you to connect with the right people and make the right connections for what's next in your business. So make sure to get your tickets at growwithvideolive.com and join us in September. All right, it is time for the review of the day. Did you know you can leave a review over on Apple iTunes? You can go over there and rate and review this podcast. It helps us so much. It triggers to Apple that, hey, I like listening to this, and other people might too. So when you leave a review, you might be featured on the podcast. And today's review comes from John Weiner. He said, Think Media is the GOAT. If you know anything about video marketing, you know Think Media. They have given me literally everything I need to grow a YouTube channel. This is a sweet cherry on top. You won't regret anything you listen to here. And P.S., I quit my full-time job because I believe in this stuff. Well, John, thank you so much for leaving that review. And again, remember, at Think Media, our mission is to help 10,000 people go full-time using the power of video, doing what they love, and making a difference in the world. And John is one of those 10,000. Are you going to be one of the 10,000? Let us know on the podcast review over on Apple. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We'd love to hear from you in the community. You can connect with us on social media everywhere. Mine is at Miss Heather Torres. You can connect with Sean at Sean Cannell. And I want you to take action. I want you to take what you've learned here, all about Facebook, all about how you can grow organically, and start applying it now. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.